listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Consider this. You and all of us humans are the life force of the universe. Using the power of our consciousness and attention, you are a much grander being than you've learned you are. You have abilities you haven't yet developed, but which are available to all of us. And this is what we're talking about today on Full Power Living as I talk with Pam Osley about Infinite You. Welcome to Full Power Living, where we illuminate the power and importance of human emotions. We are broadcasting over blogtalkradio.com/FPL and emotionalpro.com, and we distribute through iTunes. Please call us toll-free at 888-498-0570 to share your thoughts and ask questions. That's 888-498-0570. Well, Pamela Osley is an acclaimed psychic, radio show host, author, and speaker. She has appeared on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Sirius Radio, Coast to Coast, and numerous other TV and radio shows, and she can add this one now to her list. A featured speaker at the TEDx Talks and Conscious Life Expos, she also presents to Fortune 500 companies and many other organizations. You can find her at LifeColorsCity.com, LifeColorsCity.com. And her books include Life Colors, Love Colors, Make Your Dreams Come True, and the one we're discussing today, Infinite You. Pamela Osley, welcome to Full Power Living.
Thank you so much, Eileen, for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
I'm delighted. I just want to make comment that you were unable to appear a few months ago because you had a cold, and I've just returned from a trip, and so I'm not at my best today, but I'm excited to talk with you. We're not all who we think we are because there's so much more to us than we've learned to believe. And what I take, one of the big takeaways from your book is that right now is the time for us humans to wake up to who we really are. Talk to me a little bit about this.
That's right. You know what? Well, first of all, I study quantum physics and a lot of spirituality, different spiritual proponents. And you know what? They're all saying the same thing, that we really are these amazing beings. And I am living proof that we're capable of doing more than we believe that we can do. I'm telepathic. I'm psychic. I've been able to bend spoons with my mind. I've been able to change the weather. I talk to people who have crossed over. I know how to go in and out consciously, intentionally, of parallel universes. And there are thousands and thousands of people on the planet that are doing the same things. We remember their lives, all of that. So if we're capable of doing this, thousands of us, that means all of us are capable of expanding our consciousness and going beyond time and stepping outside of past, present, and future and being able to see psychic things and create the lives that we want just with consciousness and matter, affecting matter. And this is quantum physics. It's not some strange woo-woo, new agey, or, you know, advanced thought, whatever. It's really quantum physics. So my goal is to get people to understand that we have other choices, that we have more freedom, and then people can do what they want with it. But it's like, I use the equivalent of like knowing that, you know, aerodynamics is true and we can fly now. And if people go, I don't believe flight is possible, then they don't have to fly, but at least they know they've got the option.
Yeah, I've been opening up to some of these capabilities in myself, and it's really amazing. And as you describe it in Infinite You, it's a lot easier than we think. And the big issue is whether you believe yourself or not, whether you trust yourself, what you're getting and what you're doing.
That's right. That's right. We really do have expanded consciousness, and it is about trusting. Well, first of all, it's about believing. I mean, if you didn't believe you could drive a car, you probably wouldn't get in a car and drive it. If you didn't believe you could walk, or if you didn't believe the world was round or that man could fly, you probably would limit yourself. But every time, Eileen, that we've come up with new understandings of the principles of the universe, we've gained more freedom. And so I have experienced, when I've done these abilities, I've experienced more love, more compassion, more joy, and ultimately more freedom. So that's my quest, is to show people what's possible.
Yeah. Now, you went to listen to a lecture being offered by Reverend Michael Bromley, and that's your waking up story. I wondered if you'd share that with our listeners.
Well, that was funny. I walked into a room and went with some friends. This man was a psychic from England, and I walked in to hear him speak. And I walked into the room, and he said, "You, up here, you know how to do this work, too." And I went, "What? Excuse me? What?" He pulled me up in front of the group that night and told me to start telling people what I saw or felt about them. And Eileen, I was totally shocked to see that I knew things about perfect strangers, very detailed things, not just, "Oh, you're a nice person and you're going through a rough time." I knew a woman was pregnant. She didn't even know she was pregnant. I saw the spirit of a little girl standing next to her, and she went to the doctor later, the woman did, and found out she was in fact pregnant, and she did end up having a little girl. I also knew another woman in the room was having trouble with this old, gigantic, beat-up green car, because that's all I could see in my mind's eye when I talked to her, which did prove to be the case. So I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I was seeing things about people I'd never met before. So it just kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah. I went on a trip to Southern California a few months back, and I ran into an old friend of mine. And as we were sitting in different areas of the plane, but as we went to sit down, I whipped out my cell phone and I was going to call her and ask her if she needed to ride to where she was going. And it was a very strong impulse. And she's normally a very organized person. So I waited for her after the plane. I decided not to call her. And she said, "Oh, no, I have a car booked," and so forth. And we ended up going to the same car rental agency, and she had forgotten her driver's license. And her destination was on the way to where I was going, and I ended up driving her. That was kind of mind-blowing.
I love it. See, don't you love the synchronicity in those experiences? We're very telepathic beings, Eileen. People are not listening to every word you say or I say. We're getting the telepathic concepts. So I love that you're experiencing that, and more people are starting to recognize those experiences.
Now, I want you to talk a little bit in the opening comments. I said about us humans being the life force of the universe. That's a pretty powerful statement. How are we human beings the life force of the universe?
Well, supposedly, I mean, if you study quantum physics, they're saying that we're just energy. We're made of energy, and that we're made of the same thing as the entire universe, and that what matters is consciousness, so that we are the life force, the creative force of the energy, and that our consciousness is, this is going to be mind-blowing for a lot of people, our consciousness is making the entire thing up. We create everything we experience with our consciousness. And even if you just look at pure biology, you know, biology, it's like that, you know, the brain interprets everything that's going on out there. All that's out there are waves of information. And our brain, now we have a whole conversation about the brain versus consciousness, but that our brain interprets what we're seeing, the color or a shape or a sound or a smell or whatever, so that scientists now are saying that there's no way to prove an objective reality out there, that everything's subjective, and that basically the life force of the universe, we come from the same thing. We're all energy. We're all consciousness.
So that means that, well, I'm trying to put this together with some of my experiences. In the early 90s, I wrote a series of books on emotions, and in my research, I found some material from Lazarus of Concepts Energy, and he said, love is love is love. It doesn't matter if you love yourself or you love someone else. It matters more that you choose love.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a choice for love. Now, this is one of the change points, like when you're talking about going into a parallel universe, too, and I'm not real clear on how these go together, but I made a choice to make love my guiding force in my life, my guiding principle. And much as I was, telling you before the show, even, everywhere I go now, people are kind to me. They look after me. I don't even have to say a word. And, you know, did I get myself into a parallel universe, or is it are people picking up on that dedication in me?
It's both. It's both. So, do you want to discuss what parallel universes actually are, so people can
sure.
understand why that's both? Without getting too scientific or technical, they have evidence that parallel universes exist. Now, we didn't used to think other continents existed, or other planets, or other solar systems, or other galaxies. Now they know that other parallel universes exist. And what this is they're in other dimensions. They're as close as your breath. They're right here, superimposed, right where we are. And I'm going to use a really easy example to understand what this is. Right now, where you sit, there's at least 10 radio stations broadcasting, and those radio waves are in the same room with you, all around you, but you're not tuned into them, so you don't know they exist. You can't hear the music that's coming off of them. If you go to your radio tuner and you turn it on and adjust the dial to, say, 99.9, you're going to hear the talk and the music that's coming out of that station, that frequency. They're broadcasting at a frequency. And so that music and that talk then becomes part of your reality. You're involved with it. Now, if you go and adjust your dial or push the button and you go to, say, 106 on your dial, on your station, then all of a sudden you're going to pick up the frequency, the sound, the music, and the talk that's being broadcast at that frequency. Now, 99.9 airwaves are around you anyway. They're still there, but they're not part of your reality anymore because you're not tuned into them. You're not adjusted to that frequency. Now your reality is 106. That's the same way parallel universes work. Now, what I'm going to describe, Eileen, is going to sound like science fiction, but I'll tell you, so much of what goes on in the world today used to be considered science fiction. I mean, space travel and flight and cell phones and satellites, all that used, and sliding doors even, those all used to be considered science fiction. So, basically what they're saying, and these are physicists, quantum physicists have evidence that this is real. You say if you're walking down your main street at home and you're on your way to a luncheon with somebody and you pass a store and go, oh, God, I really would like to go in there and buy a new jacket, but I don't have time, and you keep going, another you split off. This is how infinite we really are. Another you went into that store and bought the jacket, and then you went on to your luncheon. And that you is having a complete separate life from the you that went directly to that luncheon. Not that you know it, because you're not tuned into that frequency. They're saying every time you choose to go left instead of right, you split off, and there are two of you now having different experiences. So that means, Eileen, that there's a you that married somebody that you met in high school. There's a you that never got married at all. There's a you that has five children. For whatever choices you made in your past, that you split off and is having a completely different experience. Again, it sounds like reality, but you know what, Eileen? We've been doing this in our movies. We've got Back to the Future. That's
right.
About parallel universes. We have It's a Wonderful Life. That's about parallel universes. It's like there's so many movies that talk about this, and they're real. Now, what we want to know is how do we use that knowledge, that awareness that there are the universes, to benefit our lives? And you just did that by you deciding that you're going to operate out of the frequency of love. You adjusted your frequency. You went into a state or a realm or a parallel universe where everything was about love, so your entire experience changed. Now, there's another you that's going on that's still out there struggling in the old way, and, you know, how you were doing your life. That you still exists. You're just not connected with it because it's not your focus.
And I can't save her either, apparently. that's sad.
Yeah, absolutely, you can. Eileen,
oh,
yes.
How can I save her?
Well, some physicists believe that you can't communicate with another you in another universe, but my experience is that you can. That's why, you know, we have experiences of deja vu. You just experienced it. Or you have an experience like, I need to call my friend. Some other you gave you the hit, you know, showed you a future, which is a parallel universe, where you were giving your friend a ride. So you can talk to yourself, whatever you do in this lifetime, in this parallel universe, affects all the other yous. You just want to pay attention to it. You just want to pay attention to receiving signals from other yous, because it's all connected. There's no separation. We just think there's separation.
Well, you know, in my mid-30s, about close to 40 years ago, I was sitting in my bedroom fairly distraught about 2 in the morning one night. Excuse me. And I became aware that my room was crowded with people. Mm-hmm. And it felt to me like they were people who'd lived in that same space previously.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw them or felt them again.
Okay, but you tapped into another a parallel realm or a parallel universe.
Uh-huh.
I do that all the time when I talk to people who have crossed over. They
uh-huh.
still exist. I mean, we may not see them in their physical realm anymore, in the one we're in right now, but they still exist, which is why I can communicate with them, which is why we feel them. So absolutely, and what again, physics is finding out is that time doesn't really exist. So when we talk about past lives or people that used to live there, it still exists. Time
uh-huh.
is simultaneous. All those lives are simultaneous, so everything is still going on right now. And you were sensitive enough to pick up those frequencies. Again, I know this sounds like science fiction, but this is quantum physics. They actually have evidence that this is real.
Yeah, well, it certainly felt real, and the people moving around me that night felt real to me also, but I never could quite put it in perspective, so thank you. We're up to our first break. I'm talking today with Pam Ostley, who's author of Infinite You. You're tuned to Full Power Living, and we'll be right back. That emotionally, children form the foundation for their life during their first 7 years. Most adults just repeat that early emotional learning, good or bad, over and over for the rest of their lives. If you want to give your child an opportunity to live an emotionally masterful life, then join me, Eileen Dillon, also known as the Emotional Pro, for a free one-hour teleseminar on what it takes for your child to become an emotional master. You'll discover important things like what emotions are designed to do for us, 4 things it's vital for parents to tell their children about emotions, and the single most important thing to do when someone is feeling emotion. Register now at raiseincrediblekids.com. The time has come for us to allow emotions their rightful place in our lives, as the tools and helpers they're created to be. Find out what you need to know in order to give this vital information to your children so they can live emotionally masterful lives. Go now to raiseincrediblekids.com for your free emotional mastery teleseminar. Welcome back to Full Power Living. I have a few announcements. We want to make it easy for you to follow and participate with Full Power Living Radio, so go to emotionalpro.com and sign up to be on our mailing list, and then we'll be able to send you details on upcoming shows, let you know when I release books, articles, and products, and keep you up to date on the CCFL Global Academy. Please sign up today, and while you're there, be sure to download my gift, which is a list of the 7 signals, which is the list of the signals of 7 common emotions. CCFL Global Academy is impacting the lives of parents, families, and individuals who are ready for help to navigate these transformational times and develop new, more heart-centered and effective ways to parent and lead families, including using some of the ideas that we're talking about today. We're a group of 31 experts in a wide variety of disciplines who are ready to share our wisdom, answer your questions, and address the issues that impact your life on a daily basis. This week, for example, I'm doing a one-hour content program on fearless living, how to have less fear in your life. As a founding expert on emotional mastery and ending codependence, I'm excited to share with you that all of this is available to you at a membership price that's less than $1 a day. So the fastest way for you to visit the CCFL Global Academy is to go to emotionalpro.com and click on the Academy logo on the left side on the landing page. Next week on Full Power Living, I've booked a fascinating discussion with psychologist Jim Snechowski, who recently completed his first novel, Worship of Hollow Gods. He highlights the generational patterns that occur in families and cultural groups, in his case, a Polish family, and how they get passed on. That's next Thursday, March 12th at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. My guest today is Pam Ostley. If you're just joining us, Pam is an acclaimed psychic, radio show host, author, and speaker who's appeared on numerous networks for both radio and TV and is a speaker at the TEDx Talks and Conscious Life Expos. So start us off. You have a lot of exercises and explanations, Pam, for what people can do to actually open themselves up to these various things we've been talking about. And one of the issues that most of us or a lot of people are having are financial issues. And you have a wonderful exercise for manifesting money in your life. Will you share that with our listeners, please?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, what it's important for people to understand that everything's basically just energy. Everything's made of atoms in space, and atoms aren't even real. They're subatomic particles, and then there's nothing solid about subatomic particles. When we know it's all just energy, and then we know that our consciousness is what has this energy take form. And again, this is quantum physics. People can go and look at the double slit experiment and see how they notice that our thoughts and our emotions basically are creating everything in our lives. So the first thing I explain to people if they want to manifest something like money is, number one, they have to believe that it's possible. I love that you're talking about fear at some point, Eileen, about how, you know, helping people let go of fear, because that's our biggest block, is not believing in something and then fearing that we can't or that we're not good enough or it's not possible. So first is believing it's possible. Second is allowing ourselves to have it, because so many of us are raised with, oh, money's bad, or you're greedy if you want money, or do you see how our beliefs can get in the way? And then the experiments, then the visualizations are a lot more fun and you don't block it. So because I know everything's energy, one of the fun visualizations that I do is visualize money just taking form in the air, because that's all it is. It's just energy out there, and whatever we focus on takes form. So you ask it to take the form of money, and you see money just big, lots and lots of money just floating down out of the sky, because we've also been raised to think that if we have money, we're taking it away from somebody else, that there's scarcity, there's only so much to go around, and if you believe that, then you're going to have a hard time attracting or bringing money into your life, because then we think we have to work hard for it. So if you see that it's just energy and consciousness, you see lots of money just floating down out of the sky and landing in big piles around you. You can catch some of it in your hands. You can just see it in big piles landing around you and just feel it and be happy about it and not greedy because you didn't take it away from anyone. You actually created it this way. And then what you do, again, your emotions are involved. You need to feel happy and accepting and allowing yourself to have this kind of abundance. And then what you do over time is you watch for money to just come to you in interesting ways. So if you don't mind, Eileen, I'll share one of my stories of doing that that's in my book.
I'd be delighted.
I did that exercise and just visualized money just floating down out of the sky. And a short time later, I want to say a few weeks, it's been so many years now, I don't remember how long it was. Short time later, I received in the mail, somebody had started a business and he loved my book and he gifted me 100,000 shares of his business. Now, it ended up being worth $10,000 when I cashed it in. A stranger sent me $10,000. There's no way in the world I would have imagined that's how it was going to come. But that's the way that money started coming to me. And, you know, sometimes I find extra money in my bank account I didn't know was there, or a check arrives in the mail. But that was one of the biggest manifestations. I went, wow, a perfect stranger. And I shared this with another friend. And she and her husband were always struggling for money, always. I mean, they could barely pay their bills. So every night they would sit in their bed and for 5 minutes every night would visualize this money floating down out of the sky around them. And within a few weeks, she got called to be on a game show. She doesn't even know how they got her name. She loves game shows. Those are not my thing, but she loves them. They called her to be on a game show, and she was on there. And for in the 1 or 2 hours she was on the show, she won $25,000.
Wow.
Having fun. She did it as a game. So she saw that that exercise worked for her, too.
Wow. You know, the cruise that I just came from was a gift to me. I've been working on opening my relationship to money. In my family, people don't give big gifts to each other, but my younger sister called me and said, I'd like to give you a cruise for a week in the Western Caribbean. And that was a, you know, several hundred dollars gift.
Yep. That's how we manifest, Eileen. I remember doing that years ago when I was really young, still a student. I didn't really have much money, and I just so wanted to go travel. I wanted to go to tropical places and green places, and I just wanted to travel, and I kept going, I don't have the money for that. I don't have the money for that. And finally went, excuse me, I go, it's not the money I want. I want to travel. So I visualized myself in these different places, and within weeks, I got three different calls from three different people saying, well, if I pay for your way to come visit me in Hawaii, would you come here? Absolutely, yes. Another one, if I pay your way to come to Florida, will you come visit me? Absolutely, yes. And then the other one was in Oregon. I got three trips, and they were all so delighted to have me there. So I got to travel, and I didn't have to worry about the money, but I visualized the trips and felt it in my body. Emotions. I love that you talk about emotions, Eileen. Emotions are the key. That's energy in motion. That's what brings everything into reality.
Yes, that's the way I talk about them too. So much of what we're talking about is a conscious awareness. And I wanted to just ask you about something. When I was in Dallas recently, I visited my mom, and she's 96, and she's demented and living in a memory care center. Mm-hmm. And I went to visit her a couple of times, and I was there among a lot of people who were no longer in this world, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I was asking myself, what could be an underlying cause of dementia? And on a larger level, I came up with this idea that living, if we live in such a way that we don't allow ourselves to be conscious, that eventually that ability shuts down. What do you have to say about that?
That's a really cool theory. I could see how that could apply. And I've also noticed in my years of doing psychic work, 30 years now, that a lot of people are afraid to leave or afraid to die. They're very attached to the physical realm or to their mental minds. And so the only way that they can actually leave is to start drifting into other realms of reality, into other levels of consciousness, so they're not aware that they're leaving this plane of existence. That's a way that a lot of people choose to leave here, because they're either afraid of death or they don't want to, you know, they're afraid of the process of dying. So it's a good way to gently start leaving over to the other side.
That's really interesting. That would apply with my mom. She always talked about the fact that she was going to die at 40. She's my stepmother, actually, but she was my mother from the time I was 3, that she was going to die at 40 because her father's side of the family had all kinds of health issues. And when she started living past it, she decided she's going to go for 100. And I'm kind of curious whether she's actually going to drag it out all the way to 100, because she's 96 now. But, oh my goodness, yes, that would apply here. Now, a lot of times people have trouble listening to their intuitive or telepathic or psychic abilities. And you say that our inner senses are more trustworthy and accurate than our outer eyes and ears. How do I know there are different styles, like you can see things, you can know things. Well, what do you do to open up to your intuitive, telepathic, and psychic abilities? What are some of the things people can do?
Well, first of all, we have to learn how to be quieter, especially in today's society. There's so much chaos and so much information overload that we're just like chaotic. Everything's all over the place, and there's, you know, a billion TV stations and radio stations and iPods and cell phones and texting. So the first thing we have to do is, one, be willing to access those abilities. Number two is to learn and practice how to really be quiet, because what I find is my intuition is a lot stronger, or that inner voice is a lot stronger when I get quiet and shut out all the rest of the racket so I can actually feel it and hear it. And you're right, some people, like, I see auras too, and people with violet aura colors, purple violet aura colors, they're visionaries. They come from the third eye chakra. You have a lot of violet in your aura, Eileen. So violets see things. They see things. They don't know why they, you know, they can see way ahead, and you guys think it's just common sense. Why can't people see that? It's such common sense. They go, no, violets are visionaries, so they see way ahead of most people, and they just know things. Blue aura color people are more intuitive from the heart. You've also got that in your aura, too, Eileen.
Uh-huh.
Blues just feel things. They emotionally sense things. Yellow aura color people are more kinesthetic. They feel it in their bodies. They sense things. But so number one is the willingness to hear this information, because so many people are afraid that if they get quiet, they're either, one, not going to hear something, or two, they'll hear something they don't like, or three, they'll get connected with something that scares them. So they're actually afraid. And you brought, so being still, listening inside, trusting what you hear inside, validating what you hear inside, and then practicing. Those are the steps to take. And when you bring up that, when, you know, our inner senses are way more trustworthy than our outer senses, because, Eileen, our outer, our five senses, they deceive us, they lie to us all the time. I mean, our five senses tell us that the world's not moving, or the sun comes up and goes around us, or the airplane up in the sky is only 2 inches long. It's like, we can't depend on our physical senses. They don't tell us the truth. But our inner voice, our inner connection with our higher consciousness will always tell us the truth.
That's certainly true. I want to talk a little bit more about fear. About 20 years ago, I realized I'd been fearful all my life, and I developed a way of moving from fear into faith that has allowed me to live basically fearless. But on my recent trip, I had thought that I would probably feel physical fear, but I swam with a jaguar, I rode zip lines, and I swam with some dolphins, and I thought I might experience physical fear on some level doing these things, but I didn't. I didn't have a second of fear. What's important for people to know about fear from your perspective?
Well, my sense, by the way, Eileen, you are such a good example. It feels to me like the reason you didn't have that kind of fear anymore is because you're so connected with your inner core, that at the inner self you feel like you can trust yourself and that you're safe. So there's a connection. We typically go into fear when we feel disconnected, or we feel like we can be victims, or we don't know that we're connected to something greater that knows what it's doing, our higher selves, whatever. So fear, basically, to me, I know that people say false evidence appearing real is what fear stands for. Anything in the outer world is just a projection of what is going on the inside of us. So rather than feel like something on the outside can attack us, I mean, including, oh my gosh, there's so much fear about cancer and AIDS and Alzheimer's and Ebola. I mean, so much fear out there, and terrorism and all that stuff. There's so much fear about what could happen to us on the outside. That's such old thinking that has nothing to do with what quantum physics knows about and spirituality knows about how we create from the inside. So what I hear is that you are way more connected to your own source, to your own soul, which naturally generates more trust, more faith, more empowerment, more strength.
Wow, that's good to hear. Wow.
Don't you feel that way? Don't you feel much more connected with your inner self, your higher self?
I do. I've worked a lot to do that. And but I think those experiences really showed me how connected I am in that case.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not just talk about trusting yourself. It's not just a figment of my imagination.
Right, right. Well, fear comes in when we don't know who we are. Fear comes in when we don't know we're connected with Source and we create a reality. Fear comes in when we think something on the outside can come at us. So it's just it's old faulty perception about the nature of reality, which is, again, what this book's about, what quantum physics is talking about, and what spiritual teachers have been talking about for eons.
Yes.
I think we're starting to get it, Eileen. It feels to me, now you tell me if you feel the same thing. It feels to me that even though there's chaos out there, that humanity's starting to wake up, that more and more of us are waking up and starting to go, hey, wait a second, maybe there's something more to life than what we thought.
You know, this radio program gives me an opportunity to come into contact with a lot of people who really have done a lot of waking up. And I sometimes share with other people, because I have a psychotherapy practice, I go, yeah, people are waking up. And they go, where are they? We can't see them, you know. So I do think there are a lot of people who are working hard, like you are, to bring to our awareness that there's so much more to us, and that it's here right now, and that we can open to it. And the other part that you've kind of talked around, but I want to be really clear about it, it's absolutely fun to be able to operate this way. What you may know about me, but I haven't told you, is that I had a very chaotic childhood, and I was a very angry, very fearful child that lasted way into my adult years, and I struggled and had lots and lots of problems. So the fact that I can move to a new place and live that way is almost like a miracle, and it's certainly a joy every day.
Well, Eileen, I love that you bring that up. This has been my experience. You souls, especially violets, Oprah's got a lot of violet too, and look at her childhood. A lot of souls who are here to help shift the consciousness, that are here to teach or help other people, typically put themselves or choose to be born into dysfunctional situations so they can see what the pain is down here on the planet, what's going on, so they can understand it. So when you guys come through it and you learn the tools and skills how to do it, you're the most effective teachers, counselors, therapists, and leaders, because people trust you because they know you've been there. So you put yourself through it so you come out to help other people by showing the way.
Those are the people I want to trust, too, the ones that have been through the stuff, you know. All right, we're at our second, thank you for that comment, we're at our second break. I'm talking today with Pam Osley, author of Infinite You. This is Full Power Living, and if you want to talk with Pam, call 888-498-0570. We'll be right back.
Eileen Dillon is a certified senior life mentor with Accessing Universal Intelligence. She's available to conduct mentoring sessions with you to help you understand, change, and evolve using the advice of your own higher self. You can be anywhere in the world. Sessions are conducted through Skype. For more information about these life mentoring sessions, fees, and how to register, go to www.emotionalpro.com and click on the mentoring link at the top. Get personally tailored assistance with your toughest life questions. Visit mentoring@emotionalpro.com today.
Welcome back. I'm talking today with Pam Osley, who is author of Infinite You. Pam, one of the things that I think people have a hard time accepting and understanding is this notion that we are all connected, that what I do affects you, and I'm also very aware that we're connected to our environment, that our attitudes and thoughts affect the earth as well, for example. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Well, that's one of the things. I mean, we can talk on three different layers or a bunch of different levels about what that means. But that's one of the things, Eileen, that I find so fascinating about quantum physics. Quantum physics is actually proving that it's all just energy and consciousness, and there's no separation, literally, physically. There is no separation between you and me or anybody else that's listening. And so, one, on a scientific level, they're proving that. Two, on an emotional level, we're all connected. Well, you know, we can go spiritual, too, on a soul connection. You know, we're all from the same source. We all have, you know, connected with this higher energy, God, Brahma, whatever you want to call it. We all come from that. We all come from the same source. And on an emotional level, we can all feel each other's feelings. I mean, if you look at it even on a quote-unquote physical plane, we're all in this together. Whatever happens to the earth happens to us. Whatever happens to the animals happens to us. We can feel each other's emotions. So I feel like people, you know, when we feel disconnected is when, again, we go into old consciousness or old belief, thinking that we're separate bodies, separate from you, separate from me, separate from the couch, separate from a chair. So then we can go into fear. I mean, on the positive side, when we go into separation, we get to have individual experiences. On the negative side, when we feel separated, we go into fear, like something outside could do something to us. So they've proven that we're all connected on all levels, emotionally, physically, mentally, soul. There's actually evidence on all of them.
That's one of the things the jaguar in Honduras showed me. First I was in the water swimming with him, and then the keepers encouraged him to come up and sit for a photo op with me. And he turned to me, and I was scratching him under his chin and talking to him. And the keeper looked at me, and he said, "I've never seen that cat so calm." And it was, I felt that he was feeling my energy, or that we were sharing an energy. He was pretty calm, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, animals are a really good example. I mean, if you ever ride horses or any dog, any animal that you are around, if you're in fear, they'll pick it up and they'll react to it. I mean, look at what happened when the tsunami hit in Indonesia. I mean, the elephants, all the animals felt it coming and ran up the mountain, ran as far away from it as they could. And humans, we just get so disconnected, they weren't feeling it. But when you really pay attention, you'll see that we all affect each other, but that can be positive, too. That means that all the love that you're focused on, Eileen, actually radiates out and affects everybody in your field.
Oh, nice, nice. Now, you have a section in your book called You Left Clues. I just wanted to explore that just a little bit. Talk about some of the things that are clues that we leave.
Okay. In my belief system and in my experience over the years of doing psychic work, so I know all of this is possible and consciousness is non-local and we're all, there's entanglement. So my belief and my experience has been that before we came to this quote-unquote physical incarnation, we had a plan. We had a theme that we were choosing for this lifetime, some experiences we wanted to have, things we wanted to learn, people we wanted to connect with. So we created a theme and a plan. And then we left breadcrumbs behind just in case we got here and forgot what we were going to do, because it's very easy to forget here. There's a lot of distractions.
Yeah.
And a lot of people telling us, what are you talking about? You don't remember other lives. What are you, crazy? You can't see auras. So there's a lot of ways that we forget who we are. So we've left a lot of breadcrumbs. One of them is in our aura colors, and those are things that I see. It shows, when I see a certain aura color, it shows me the theme they've chosen for this lifetime, your personality, what your relationship styles are going to be like, what you need in a relationship, careers that are going to be fulfilling, potential health issues. They're all in your aura, your energy field that radiates out from you. We also have it in astrology, numerology, iridology, palmistry. I mean, there's so many vehicles that we've left, you know, a little methodologies that we've created to remind us who we are, not to control us. I don't believe your aura colors or your astrology or numerology controls you. It reflects back to you what you are choosing or what you have chosen. And I still believe in free will, so you can change it at any time.
Well, that's fascinating. I just love that. Technology. You say something about technology that it may be revealing what we're actually capable of doing without technology, and I totally agree with that. Talk to me more about
that. I love that you're bringing that up, Eileen. Thank you. We have created some very profound things. I mean, look, just cell phones. We're on cell phones all the time, and people, we just take that technology for granted. But basically, all it is waves of information that gets, it amazes me, Eileen, that I can talk into my cell phone, and my voice travels in these bits of information, waves of information that travel to a cell tower, and then across space to another cell tower, and then across space to another cell tower, or a satellite, or whatever, and then it eventually shows up in my sister's phone all the way over in Europe. It's like, how did it know where to go? How did my voice still show up and sound like me? So it's just like, and how did it not run into other bits of information on the way to my sister's phone? So
right.
The fact that, and that is, that's non-local mind. Everything in that we do, everything in consciousness is waves of information. And so the fact that we've created technology shows us that it's basically a reflection of what we know how to do, which is why I can use my consciousness to send signals to my sister. I don't need my cell phone. I can use my consciousness to tap into someone. I've helped find missing persons and accidents and people that are no longer in their body. I've been able to do that by knowing that my consciousness is non-local, meaning it's not limited to my brain. And this, again, is quantum physics, non-local mind. The brain is just the computer. The operator of that computer is way beyond the brain. I mean, we're larger entities. We're souls. We're this huge consciousness that doesn't have limits, Eileen. It can be anywhere at any time, which is why I can go outside of time. I can see people's past. I can see their future. I can see their probable future if they stay on the path they're on right now, all because I understand non-local mind. But it's the same way that our technology is operating right now. That's why we have cell phones and satellites, is because of quantum physics.
Wow. That's
fascinating, huh?
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, okay, that's going to take me a half a day to incorporate all that.
Well, that's why I put it in the book. Hopefully you see in my book, I put it in really simple to understand terms.
Yes.
I describe the abilities that we're capable of doing. I share my experiences of how I use them and give examples. I teach people how they can do it. I give the quantum physics behind it, and I give the spiritual concepts behind it so that people can relate to whichever way they learn, then they can learn to do it. Now, you brought it up before, but a lot of people are afraid to develop these abilities just because they don't know any better, just like a lot of people were, you know, when we discovered that the world was round. I'm not getting on that ship and going around. You're just going to make me fall off the edge. I'm not getting on one of those airplanes. They could crash and burn. Things can't get up in the air like that. So a lot of people are afraid of new things until the mass consciousness gets it, and then it becomes like second nature.
Right. Well, I've been really aware over the last 20 or 30 years how I call it softening up the mass consciousness. You mentioned Back to the Future a while ago, that
mm-hmm.
whole concept that we set laws into motion, and if we change one thing in the past, it changes things in the future. If we change one thing in our present, it changes things in the future. It seems to me like maybe our technology, our movies, are serving the function of waking us up to the possibilities, so it's not so scary.
Absolutely. You know, a friend of mine went to, IBM. Yeah, that's a technology thing, right? IBM. Anyway,
right.
One of the big technology companies decades ago. And they took him into this back room to meet who they called the wizard. And the wizard had this little headband on with these little electronic gadgets on it. And he was getting the computer to do what he was thinking. Now, that technology is already out there. They're using it for people that are paraplegic, and there's games out there now. And my friend said to him, you know, you don't need that electronic band around there. You know, your brain sends out electrical circuits, waves of energy and consciousness. So you don't need that band with the electronics on it. And he said, I know that, but the people here at IBM don't know that. So I'm making it look like it's electronic. But that's our brains send, our minds, our consciousness sends out electrical waves of bits of information all the time. So they're using that technology now. Our minds are controlling toys and computers and wheelchairs, and you know, it's just a matter of time that we finally go, oh, we don't need electronics.
So what we need to understand is that our world, our existence, everything is energy, and that our thoughts can direct this energy. And when we quiet ourselves and take our thinking or our awareness a particular place, we can connect with it. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And look at the other parts of technology that we've developed. Social media and self, I mean, we instantly can connect with somebody around the world. So that's, I mean, we're actually creating a web to show that we're all connected, and at some point we won't need technology to do it. Yes. And trusting that, being still, learning how. I'm waiting for people. I'm so tired of email and Facebook and social media. It's like, people, will you please just get telepathic so we don't need any of that stuff?
Yeah, really. Really. Oh, that's so wonderful. All right, so there are a couple of more areas. By the way, I totally agree with you about the way you've written the book. I don't think I have read a book that is more clear and straightforward about opening these abilities and how to do it and what the basis for doing it would be on a spiritual or a scientific basis. I haven't read a book that's more clear than yours, so I really do recommend Infinite You. It's really great.
Thank you, Eileen.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I haven't been able to see auras to this point, so I think I'm going to work on that. That would be fun to do.
Thank you. I like that you said fun. You brought that up earlier. I love that point when we go, we're working really hard to shift the consciousness. I go, you know what? At some point, we're just going to let it be easy and fun and simple, because I think we've gotten too much about working hard. You and I are the same way. It's like, man, I've worked really hard to go, I want to let that go, shift my beliefs that everything is easy and effortless, because it's all right there. It really,
really
is easy. You don't have to work hard to see energy fields or auras. We don't have to work hard to be psychic. We just have to relax and let the information come to us.
So let me add, we don't have to suffer either.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But boy, we sure are addicted to our dramas, aren't we? So there's so many dramas and reality shows on TV. It's like, oh, we get to feel emotions. It's like, I like going to romantic comedies. I don't like horror movies or war movies or, you know, but some people on the planet are here to experience intense emotions or drama or struggling or overcoming. It's like, okay, that's cool. I'm done with that movie.
Yeah, really. Really, I understand that. So, you know, we're getting close to time to end the show here. You past lives, which we haven't gone into much, and communicating with the other side. Mm-hmm. And all of those are really fascinating things, but I'm not going to take time to go into them, but I want you who are listening to know that that's in Pam's book, Infinite You. I think it's very comprehensive, Pam. I really like it. It's easy and clear. It's easy to understand. And your exercises are quite simple. And I personally believe that people who have mastery over something do the things the simplest way possible. So when I say good, when I say simple, that's a compliment.
Yes, that's what I want it to be, simple and easy, so people aren't overwhelmed. I mean, you say the word quantum physics to somebody and they glaze over. I go, okay, it's just fun. Here's a good practice. This is how it works. It's really easy. And they go, oh, okay, I get it. So that's part of my focus, is bringing this information to people so it's easy.
Well, I would point out that years ago, maybe in the early 70s, I was terrified to think of anything. I was terrified to meditate. I was terrified to think of anything about past lives. I was saying to people, this life is hard enough for me to deal with. I'm not, you know, I don't need to go somewhere else. But as I've opened up and looked at the things that you're talking about in your book, I have that fear is not there. It's not a fear thing. It's really very supportive and very loving and very wonderful. So I'm really grateful to you for putting that those notions forward in such an understandable and you know, let's have fun with this kind of way. That's really great.
I agree. Thank you, Eileen. That's what we want to do. Allow life to be more fun and easy. I think that's what it was created to be. It's a big playground for us to have fun and easy. But boy, we've turned it into a, oh, life is hard work and struggle.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
that's
yes.
a belief. That's a belief. Let's let go of it.
Well, I'd love to talk with you for a while yet, but it's time for me to say goodbye. Thank you very much for being with us on Full Power Living today.
Thank you, Eileen, for having me on your show. I really enjoyed it.
Great. Me too. Next week, listen to Full Power Living as psychologist Jim Snechowski discusses his novel, Worship of Hollow Gods. He's illustrating how we so often pass patterns down from one generation to the next. Listen next Thursday, March 12th at 9 a.m. Pacific or noon Eastern. Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media has been our producer. You, here are my thanks, Paul. Thank you very much for helping. And for now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention not but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.